Wednesday, Parshas Vayetzei, Shir Chaf.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we got this. Rabbi Yisai, Kedushin is so full of gishmak, but it's full of gishmak if you're orangutan in the sugyas, if you're learning the gemaras, if you know what's going on. If not, so then it's full of confusion. But not because it's really complicated, it's really not. It just needs time and to be worked through stage by stage. That's what's so beautiful about Maseches Kedushin. So over here, Gemara just told us, we came to a conclusion that we have a pasuk when it comes to Kedushin. The pasuk of Kedushin is Yatzachino Main Kesef. And we're dashing in Kesef La'adan Zeh, V'yesh Kesef La'adan Acher. And where do we make that drasha from? We drasha from the extra yud. How do you know you make that drasha? We have a brisa that does it. Has the brisa no? Because there's psukim that don't say yud. So when it does say yud, it's an extra, and we're going to make that drasha. We have another pasuk that tells us Ma'isi Adayim, which is the pasuk of Ma'isi Adayim. Ish kiim kares bitoi le'oma ma'oma Ma'isi Adayim le rabba af bas Ma'isi Adayim le'avia. So now the Gemara asks the question. It says the Gemara of itzrich le'michtav. We have to write both of them. Now the Gemara is going to say, why do we need both? The Gemara is thinking, if I would have only written Kedushin, I could have learned out Ma'isi Adayim. If I would have only written Ma'isi Adayim, I could have learned out Kedushin. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, no, because each one I wouldn't have known. Comes along the Maram Shif and asks a very simple question. Simple question, Rabbi Yisai. And if you're holding shtarik and you're chazering, so this question should sound somewhat familiar. Comes the Maram Shif and says, hold on a second. Ma'isi Adayim. If I would have only written Ma'isi Adayim, I could learn Kedushin. Ma'isi Adayim goes how long, goes how far? When a person has Ma'isi Adayim, until when? Until she's a Naira. And Kedushin goes how long when a man marries off a woman?
Forever.
So what's the Havamini you could learn Kedushin from Ma'isi Adayim?
It's Kesef Kedushin. You only get the Kesef Kedushin until she's a Naira. There's no Havamini you're going to get the Kesef.
So if you're only learning out the Kesef Kedushin, but then how do you know that it could be Makadisher? What? Oh, you learn out from our first Nadar and Achanami. But this type of question we saw in the Ritva. Because the Ritva had learned that we're trying to. Tosfos said we're only learning our Kesef Kedushin. But the Ritva on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Gufa said the same thing. Hitaka said, why do we need another Pasuk? Why don't we learn it out of the fact that you could sell your daughter as a slave, as a Sh'ama, therefore you could also Mekadosh? He says, because I could only sell her up until Nairus. And Mekadosh, I could do La'ilam. That was the question of. So that would depend on whether you just go. Were we trying to learn out only Kedushin? Or only the Kesef, which is what we're saying, the actual Kedushin. Rabbi Kiva Eiger comes to ask a different question, which is also going to sound familiar, some of the ideas. In fact, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, he says, how could you learn out Kedushin from Ma'isi Adayim? Ma'isi Adayim, all that it says is that you get the Ma'isi Adayim. If she works or doesn't work is up to her. By Kedushin, I could actually make her be married. So how could I learn Ma'isi Adayim from
Kedushin? Yes, maybe you could.
Oh, so that was a machlokes we had, whether you could force your daughter to do Ma'isi Adayim or not. That was a machlokes between on one side Reb Shlaima Hyman and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, who said you could force. According to them, Rabbi Kivegas Kasha doesn't start. On the other side was Reb David Pavarsky, who says you can't force. If you can't force, Frecht Rabbi Kiveger, I don't understand. How could you learn Kedushin from Ma'isi Adayim? Ma'isi Adayim, I can't force you to work. I just get the money. By Kedushin, so Zolzan, I see you get the money, but how do I know that I can force you to get married?
I can learn from SVC that
we can
force her.
So why are we not
doing
the same thing?
The only reason I can't
learn from her. Hanimi Liktana.
No.
Hanimi Liktana. That
was the Gemara's question. Hanimi Liktana. Why is
this not the same answer as the Maram Shef? Hold on, hold on. What?
From Meila Pineh.
What?
When the Gemara says Meila Pineh.
Maybe you can't.
Because it's from my mind, right?
Right.
If I only learn that he can force her, it's
not my mind. So if now, if we know already that the father gets the money, we know that from over here the father gets the money. How do you know the father can be Makadosher? That we'll learn from our first Nadarm. And Achanami. Then we can learn that back from our first Nadarm. That's only in Rashi.
Once you know he can be Makadosher, all the demons will come along with him. Then he can force her.
Right, right. Right. And that we'll learn from our first Nadarm. And that's what only I want to learn over here, the Mammon. Okay. Says the Gemara. So what's the answer? Dikas of Rachmana Kedusha Elavia, Havei Aminu Mishum Dekatarach Bohu. If it would say, he didn't. She didn't work hard for that money, so therefore, you know, she, it's not money that she feels particularly that it's coming to her. It's not something that she brought about. She worked for that money. Maybe she should get that money. So therefore, if it just said kedushin, I wouldn't know my siyadaim. V'yashmina my siyadeha, the kamitzin amina. That's because she is being fed by him. He's feeding her, and therefore says Rashi. And therefore, he's kind of like he's relying to offset the expense of feeding her. With a ma'aseh daimon kedusha deme alma kasi kedusha, which just comes, it's not like it's not something that he's expecting the money to come back to offset his expenses. It's not something that Rashi says lohisa daito aleim lazuna b'shvilam. He wasn't thinking about that. Emel didave sricha. The Gemara says that's why you need both psukim.
Why can't you just take something that passes his mind on?
What?
Why can't you just take something like make conditions as to why he's going to?
So the Rashba kind of asked that question. But the Gemara, maybe it doesn't mean to say that he can take it, but maybe the Pasuk only gifted it to him because they know that that was something that he had wanted. He was expecting. There, he's Ki'ilu the Torah wanted him to have it, as opposed to over here. Now, he wouldn't. We can't just take it because of the Torah. Okay. That's also Shah. Does he have to feed her or not? Shem say over here he doesn't have to feed her, but Lamaisi does feed her, Tosfos says. Okay. Zogti Gemara two dats, Rabbi Say. Gufa. Yatzachinam Elu Yemei Bagris. Ein Kesef Elu Yemei Nairis. What's going on over here? We're getting into the sugya now of Amevriya. We're now entering into the sugya of Amevriya. And Amevriya, if she is sold as a slave, She's a Jewish girl. Her father sells her. So the halacha is she goes out. The pasuk says im shloish eile lo yasela, which means if you don't do yid, the father doesn't do yid, the son doesn't do yid. She doesn't know and bought her out. So yatzachinam ein kosef. She goes out for free. No, you don't have to pay her anything. No, she doesn't get any money. There's no money that transfers hands when she goes out. Now the Gemara says yatzachinam eile yimei bagrus. She goes out in the days of bagrus. In case of Eliyame Nairis, she also goes out. Nairis, which one comes first?
Nairis.
The way it works is as follows. In the regular case, we're going to take the standard case, because there's going to be other cases which are not clear what happens. In the regular case, how long does katnas last?
12 years.
Till 12. And then she has to have simanim. She has simanim and shanim. She becomes a naira for how long?
6 years.
Till she's 12 and a half. And then, for the rest of eternity, she's a bageres. The pasuk says, Yatzachinam elime bagres. So she'll go out at 12 and a half. And in case of elime now, she'll even go out at 12. Why don't you just write nairis? And I don't have to say bagres. Why does the Gemara want that? Because what do you have to write something you don't need?
You don't need it because
No, the Gemara doesn't ask there is no case at the moment. The Gemara is saying, it doesn't seem like it. The Gemara is saying, what do you have to write Nairis for? Just what do you have to write Bagrus for? Just write Nairis.
You'll know it from Nairis.
Okay, that's a different question. That's the Gemara's question later on. Rashi says that's the Gemara's question later on. That's what Rashi says. That's the Gemara's guess that later on. That's not the Gemara's question right now. The Gemara's question is, what do I have to write both of them for? Just write Nairis and then Kol Shchein Bagrus. It just wrote one, but that one is teaching me the other one. Now this technique, which is called Bazeh Velimad Alzeh, the Achronim say we have it in many, many places in Shas. Why does the Gemara like as if Toisha Vesachir is the father for this? This is standard technique. You have to, like, the Gemara says, Kal v'chomer, you need to bring me an example of Kal v'chomer. Gemara says, Bazeh v'limud alzeh, that's standard. What are we seeing in Toisha V'Sachir that's unique? But now we're going to get into another sugya. And Rabbi said we're going to have two different sugyas which are going to be going side by side. David, what are you saying?
Why don't we just say because we're learning, we learn Ebed, is we're learning Ebed, and then we learn from Ebed every
year. And what from Ebed every year? Yushal Kesef Ki Kesef. Okay, but we're not discussing now the... This is talking about Am Evriya. It's not talking about Kiddushin. It's just randomly, because the two of them have some sort of connection. Sounds like something about what we see over there gives us new insight in the Buzz Zevelimit Alzer. Somehow. What is it? So now we have to get into a new sugya. What's the sugya of Toishav and Sachir? Let's talk about the following thing. Talking about that Kayan is allowed to eat Truma. Is his wife allowed to eat Truma?
Yes.
Why? She's not a Kohenes. She's married to a Kohen. Is a Eved Kanani allowed to eat Truma?
Yes.
If he belongs to a Kohen, yes. Why? Because he's Kinyan Kaspoy. Because he belongs to him. Can an Eved Ivri eat Truma?
No.
That's what we're learning from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Titania, Toishav ze Kani Kinyan Oilam. Sacher ze Kani Kinyan Shanim. The Pasuk says, a Kani Kinyan Oilam can't eat Truma, and a Kani Kinyan Shanim can't eat Truma. What does that mean? What is a Kani Kinyan Oilam? What's a Kani Kinyan Shanim? Says Rashi. Let's see all the Rashis. We didn't see the Rashis over here. Like we said, to daito to yes, what does daito make a difference? The Rashi asked that kasha. He said daito alayu lazuna b'shvilo. And says the Gemara, buzz ever limit al zeh. The Gemara says, what do we mean the pasuk of Nairis and Bagris? Mitoch shlo pirush Nairis b'mikra ela me'elav ulamad she'ein lanu davar achel litloy sitziyasa v'hutzuch l'chtov shneim dikasev chad avim ina Bagris udash min on kra aval Nairis loy mapik lei v'chavir v'lamad ova korcha chan minayel l'Nairis asa buzz ever limit al zeh. It says in the pasuk, Toishav Koyin v'Sachir lo yoichal koydash. He can't eat truma. What does that mean? Toishav zakane kinyan oilam eved ivri anirta biyad koyin. So what does that mean? It's talking about an eved ivri that he's nirta, which means at the completion of his 6 years, he has a choice. His choice is either go free, or if he wants, he could say ahavti es adoinai. I love my master. I'd like to stay a slave. We nail him to the doorpost, and he becomes a nirza. Even though it's ein gufay kanoi, therefore he can't eat. And kinyan shanim shelo higia loy adayin sheish shanim. Those are the two. Ask the Gemara question. Yoimer Toishav Al Yoimer Sachir. Why don't you write Toishav and don't write Sachir? Vani Yoimer Kani Kinyan Oilam Ein Oichel Kani Kinyan Shanim Loi Kol Shechem. If Kinyan Oilam is not, he doesn't eat. Kinyan Shanim Loi Kol Shechem. What does Loi Kol Shechem mean? Why?
Less time.
Shorter.
Okay, but the pasuk only says Kinyan Oilam.
One has a way out as for expiration.
But the pasuk only says Kinyan Oilam. What does Kol Shechem mean?
If a guy for 50 years,
you know,
for
sure.
But the Torah only says Kinyan Oilam.
What's
the Torah means Kinyan Oilam. If it only said Kinyan Oilam, I would say, Ani Oyma Kone Kinyan Oilam in Oichol, Kone Kinyan Shanim Loi Kol Shechem. What does the Kol Shechem mean?
Because a guy for 50 years, you would think there's a
Kal V'Choymer.
You would think
Kal V'Choymer.
You would think there's a Kinyan Guf. The guy owns this guy for 50 years. And there he doesn't get it.
Right.
So for 6 years, that wasn't Kinyan Guf, then for sure 6 years would be Kinyan.
Okay, but the Torah only says Kinyan Oilam. Kal V'Choymer. If Kinyan Oilam, for sure Kinyan Shanim. Like Kol Shechem Kal V'Choymer. And the Gemara says it later on before. We're talking about Kal V'Choymer over here. If it says Kinyan Oilam, so I would say if Kinyan Oilam can't eat, so Kal V'Choymer Kinyan Shanim can't eat. Correct?
No.
Well, we're going to have an issue. What's the din if a person eats Truma? Person who eats Truma. It's a lav.
Someone
who's not supposed to. He's chayev a punishment. We have a klal, ein einshin min hadin. Zokt Rabbi Yashiv, he brings down a kasha. Who is the kasha from? Ah, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spekter. Zokt Rabbi Chanan, I ein einshin min hadin. How could you make a kal v'chomer? If you make a kal v'chomer, it won't be chayiv malchus. This is a, so what happens if a person who's an Eved, who eats Truma, is Chayiv? Is he going to be Chayiv or not Chayiv?
The Einish is not from here. The Einish is from
the Einish. So we're Einishing on someone that we learned from a couple of times.
This Eved happens to be, we're telling him, we're not telling him you're getting punished, we're telling him you're considered like a Tzar.
So we're giving him an Einish from the fact that we learned that
he's
not giving
him the Einish. This is not the establishment of the Einish. This is telling you what you are. We have another Pasuk that tells you what the punishment is.
Good. Saying good. That's he's saying that over here, all we're doing is saying that you're included in Tzar. What's the punishment of Tzar? The Pasuk already says what the punishment of Tzar is. The Kavah, over here, we're not creating the Einish Mikoyach the Kavah Chaymer. We're just saying that you're clearly a Tzar. What's the din of Tzar? Ein Einish Min Adin is any time that we're trying to create that. The Pasuk says one person gets an Einish. I don't know if I get an Einish. Imagine you also get an Einish. But over here, the Pasuk says a Tzar gets an Einish. You don't get an Einish because you're an Eved. You're just, it's a Kalach HaMet, you are a Tzar. Tzar's, the punishment is very clear what the punishment is.
Okay, but we wouldn't be punishing you if not for this Kalach
HaMet. Ein So what I'm saying is...
What's this Kalach HaMet?
You know what's coming?
What is it?
And every one of your blood relatives is a
Kalachimer. The Gemara says Kalachimer. The Gemara calls it Kalachimer. The Gemara calls it Kalachimer. The next the end of the Gemara, the Gemara says, Nost Asi of Kalachimer.
We're not learning that he can't
eat
Truma from
there. Are you
going to
say
that?
Okay, but it's the same thing. Why not? It's still Kalachimer. We're saying that.
We're going to give him the status quo from
Kalachimer.
Okay. We're never taking that.
So that's the same thing Yossi's saying. You're saying the same thing.
It's not strong. He works for a cut and he couldn't.
Okay, so at commas, there's something that's taking you out. Why not?
I know a cut. Doesn't work that way.
No, okay, that's not from a Kal V'Chomer. That's not from a Kal V'Chomer. That you can't eat Truma because you know a Kohen. That's because the Torah never says anything, but over here...
The Torah says you can eat either, this guy. You decide, it's not you. Someone decided that because he works for a Kohen, he can eat Truma. Well, that's very nice, he decided. It doesn't work that way.
Okay, so what would be if there would be no Pesukim? Let's say there were no Pesukim.
It wouldn't be clear that
he would eat. So no. What are you Pesukim for?
It's ambiguous at this point.
So ambiguous means that you would think that he's nechlal.
It's possible.
Okay, so then our comma is that could be nechlal. Kal v'chomer is taking you out of that. Taking you out of that, possible. No.
The Torah is clarifying. It was never really. You would have thought that. The Torah is saying, don't think that way. It's
okay.
We're not thinking something that he could have done and giving him a punishment. We're just saying you might have thought not that he wouldn't get a punishment.
Either way, as much as you might have thought not, whatever you might have thought means that I'm not nechal on that punishment. Because you might have thought.
You just would have thought you're not.
Okay, so Kal V'Chomer is telling me, don't think that you shouldn't be punished, you should be punished.
That's not called ancient
matter. Why not?
Punishment because it's not allowed to eat Truma.
Okay, so that's basically what Yossi's saying. Yossi is saying that the Vard is that Be'etzem, there's a Pasuk says you're not allowed to eat Truma. It's not that, we're just making you Nechlal in that Pasuk.
We're making you Nechlal.
We're not making you Nechlal. We're taking away the Havmi that you weren't Nechlal.
Whatever. I don't think there's a difference.
The whole problem with Anoshin is because you're not sure how much to give him.
Right.
But here, once you know the same.
Oh, so that's the way that Rabbi Chanan says it, a little differently than what Yossi is saying. He said, if you go, that the whole problem of Ein Einshin Min Adin is, because I might think maybe you should punish him more, it's a Kal V'Chomer, maybe punish him even more. In other words, if you're learning Kal V'Chomer, saying the Kal gets this punishment, the Chomer for sure, maybe you should get even more than that. Maybe the punishment you're offering is not good enough. But over here, Yisrael, already we know what his punishment is. So there's no way that a Koni Kinyan Shana is going to get a bigger punishment than a Yisrael. He's no more Tzar. So over here, we already have, either he doesn't get punished or he does. If he does, we know what the punishment is. He's Nechlal Tzar.
You make, like, whatever differences like that. I'm going to say one case, yeah, one case, no.
Maybe you didn't do that.
What see, in this case, because we for sure know you won't say more, we're going to now make this kavachomer, even though it's tonish.
So he's saying, if you're saying in oishim and adin is a svara, then yes. According to the mashal, it says it's a svara. Yes, he's saying even without that, all the kavachomer is coming to do is make you a zar. Once you're a zar, the Torah tells you the oinish. I'm not coming to give you an oinish. I'm just coming to classify you. Even if it's taka a drasha, like Daniel's saying. He's saying you don't say svaras like that. It's far, that's all the kavachomer is coming to do. Okay. Comes along the Avnei Nezer. And the Avnei Nezer asks a very insightful question. Frekta Avnei Nezer, and obviously you have to appreciate the beauty of this question. Frekta Avnei Nezer, I don't get what the Gemara is saying. Gemara is coming to try to say that if I would have written Kinyan Olam, Kinyan Shanim is a Kol Shchein. If I would have only written Kinyan Shanim, I wouldn't know Kinyan Olam. I don't get it. What's the difference between Kinyan Olam and Kinyan Shanim? Is Kinyan Olam La Olam? It's Til Yovel. Nirtza is Til Yovel. So one of them is till 6 years. The other one is till 50 years. What's the difference? They're both basically, you know, a X amount of time. So why would I even think that they're different? You could ask the question in many different versions. Kinyan Olam is a Kinyan Shanim for more years. It's also a Kinyan. Why is it called Kinyan Olam? Because that's just the language that we use, assuming in the Kasha. It's just the language we use. The Olam means 50 years is like forever. It's like someone ever say, I was standing there forever. Forever. What's forever 50 years? That's forever. But it doesn't mean forever. It just means for 50 years. So it's another form of Kinyan Shanim. They're identical. They are identical. Well, Kinyan Olam, Kinyan Shanim.
That there's more of a Kinyan Guf if the guy is there for so long?
Was there more Kinyan 6 years and 8 years? 8 years and 9 years? So what's the difference?
There was an extra Kenyan.
Why is that extra
Kenyan?
That was just in order to facilitate.
But he's showing I don't want to leave the house.
That was just in order to facilitate another Kenyan Shanim.
I want to make it,
but it's the same thing. It's a Kenyan Shanim.
I don't want to be there. He wants
okay.
to be there.
But it's still a Kenyan Shanim. It's the same thing.
Is it really forever?
What?
As long as
there's
an expiration date for this thing.
They both have expiration dates.
Right, but Rebbe, one you have just the Kenyan, the other one you have that the Kevin is the cop of the other in
back. So what? It's just still only a...
There's a reciprocation here.
But how does that change the Kenyan? They both have an expiration date. They both are for X amount of time. 6 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. So this one is in our minds, La'olam, it's forever. What difference does it make?
Wouldn't this even make the Gemara's question a bigger question?
It'll make it a different question.
No, it's
what Daniel is saying is that then, if it says Kinyan Olam, Kinyan Shanim, it's not even a Kol Shchein, it's Hu Adin. It's the Zel Bazach. What's the difference?
That's a Kasha on the Gemara.
Then it wouldn't be a kavachomer. Then the Gemara, right? But the Gemara seems to say it's a kavachomer. It's like two different things.
Length of time, kavachomer.
What? Yeah. The Gemara
changed that. It's just changed the hobby. Instead of asking again, ask this.
It's a different thing because the Gemara is making to a kavachomer, and the Gemara says,
"No, we have two separate."
Right.
Just say one. So it's different reasons.
Yeah.
Why.
Yeah. It's
why,
the same thing, and it's also a problem because then what's the difference? Kinyan Shanim, Kinyan Olam, they're really the same thing. So why? What's good? The Gemara's Teretz going to be Buzz Evelyim Alzeh? What do I need two for? It's the same thing. They're identical. It's just one's a little longer than the other. 6 years, 8 years. You would think that it'll be different. So what's the difference? This one we gave it a name, Lo'ilam. It's not Lo'ilam. It's only up until Yovel. So they both have expiration dates. So what difference does it make?
Yeah, it's also a different thing. There was a Tol different Shmita. Kenyan in between.
I want until Shmita with a time limit. Maybe ever till Yovel. I want to stay here forever. It happens to be the Torah put
a tiebreaker.
It was even a different
end on it. It's not,
what?
It's not an end
the Av will be the different people.
Yovel,
everything. What do you say?
All transactions go back.
Okay, what?
After the 7 years, he does the end of the year, no?
Yeah.
That's
just to extend the Kenyan.
So maybe it's showing it's not the same. Why not? 6 and 7
why
not? Might not be the same.
Why not? It's just a new way of doing a Kenyan Lisman. I'm doing another Kenyan Lisman. It's just now the Torah says the way to do it. Why? It's just the same thing. It's just what started the Kenyan. Does it make a difference? I do a Kenyan with Mashiach, I do a Kenyan with Akbar.
It's like seven different.
I do a Kenyan with Akbar, I do a Kenyan with Mashiach. So this one, the Torah Skrata says is 6 years, this one the Torah says is 50 years. What difference does it make? Comes along the Avnei Nezer and he says a big Chiddush. Says Avnei Nezer, that's not the pshat in Kenyan of Nirtza. Kenyan Nirtza is not a Kenyan till Yoivo. It's not a Kenyan till Yoivo. The Kenyan Nirtza is really a Kenyan lo'olam. It's just that Yoivo comes bechinas afkaito de malko. What does that mean? It's a presidential pardon. Really, he has a life sentence. But there's a presidential pardon. Now, Grada over here, the Torah told us that every time you hit 50, there's going to be a presidential pardon. It's always going to happen. But what is the Yesoid? The Yesoid is that this person is a Kenyan Eved Le'olam. It's Taka Kenyan Le'olam. It's a different type of Kenyan. One is a Kenyan Lishman, the other one is a Kenyan Le'olam. Are they different? They're different. They're Taka different. Comes the Meshech Chochma and says, even a Nafkimina La'alocha. What happens if a person is kaina someone nirtza, and then yoivel becomes batal? There's no avadim if there's no yoivel. So if now nowadays we can't have avadim, but what would be if the eved became eved when there was a yoivel, and then we lost yoivel? We don't have yoivel anymore. We know when yoivel was supposed to be. But for whatever reason, was paka yoivo was paka. That's when it was yoivo is only when Klal Yisrael's together. It's we lost asaros hashvatim. Finished, no more yoivo. Now, do you say that he's only in Evan until when yoivo is supposed to be? Because that was the original Kenyan. Kenyan had an expiration date. Or the pshat is now he's going to taka be Evan la'olam. Because the presidential pardon didn't happen. The pardon was the din of Afkaita de Malka was the Yoivo. There's no Yoivo. Zokt the Meshech Chochma v'avodoy lo'oilam meint lo'oilam. And meint lo'oilam. And it's just that Yoivo comes in as Mafkia. The Fizeh, we understand, the Gemara is saying there's two different things. There's one thing which is called Kani Kinyan Oilam, and another thing called Kani Kinyan Shanim.
That's the case that he owns him forever, another Xenir, so why can't we look at him like another Kanani that he owns him?
Oh. So Vaistachois, even though he has a Kinyan Le'olam, Zokt, the Reb Devir and the Sefer Beis Lachem Yehuda, but the Kinyan is as follows. I'll explain it to you as follows. A Kani Kinyan Shanim has less quantity than an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani, how long do you own your Eved Kanani for? For Le'olam. A Kani Kinyan Shanim has less quantity than an Eved Kanani. A Kani Kinyan Olam, a Nirtza, has less quality. Why? Because he says you don't own your Eved Ivri like you own your Eved Kanani. You can beat your Eved Kanani. You cannot beat your Eved Ivri. So the Enoch Hanami, it's a Kenyan Lo'olam. The same way Eved Kanani is a Kenyan Lo'olam. But the quality of the Kenyan is not the same. Kenyan Sheish is Stamazoi. That's less quality. This one's only 6 years. Less quantity, I mean. This one's only 6 years. That one's Lo'olam. Eved Ivri is also Lo'olam. Yeah, but it really has less quality in the Kenyan. Because in Eved Kanani, you mamish own the Eved Kanani. You own his goof, a Kenyan mamoin. But at Evet Ivri, your quality of your Kenyan is less.
What kind of Kenyan is it? Meaning it's not
so he said, it's still a Kenyan goof. He says, what's that similar to? He says, it's similar to the way it says in Isha Niknis. What's meant to Isha Niknis? Levaila is etvas a Kenyan in the Isha. But the Kenyan is not a Kenyan mamoin. But there's also a Kenyan isser that you have in the Isha.
A woman could eat.
Woman can. And a Hanami. It's similar. It's not the same. There's certain, you know, it's a similar type of Kenyan.
Every Kanani can eat Truma.
Every Kanani can eat Truma.
That's because he's forever or because he's a god?
It's because it's more, both. I would say both. It's both of them. Both of them. It's the ever, and it's more quality Kenyan. And therefore.
That was the Pesach Mehuda's like implied question is, why don't we just say, since it's forever, obviously, like,
he's coming to explain that this that we have a Havam, you know, that Evid Ivri could, is because Evid Ivri also has a Kenyan. Evid Ivri Le Sheish only has a Kenyan Le Zman. Evid Ivri Le Oilam has a Kenyan Le Oilam. Its mom is just like Evid Karani. The difference is a different quality, not a different quantity.
It's
Meduyik in Rashi. Leza says it's Meduyik in Rashi. Where?
It says, Vapap Kibyan, Ain Gufa Kanu, like a Shara Vadim Kanani. Why is Rashi bringing up Vadim Kanani?
Yeah.
Is there a problem with regular Gaiz Truma?
Is it a problem? It's, I mean, is the Oyver an Avera? Flash this Gezel. I don't know if there's any more in there.
I'm saying, so why is it like such a riot?
Because Eved Kanani has a din of a Yid. He becomes a Yid. He's Chayv Mitzvahs, Eved Kanani. Half Mitzvahs. He's already, we would punish him. He has to keep Shabbos, Eved Kanani. Okay.
While
Rabbi Yisai, I think it's
with, after he goes out?
While he's serving. I think Rabbi Yisai, I think it's meduyik somewhat in Rashi. Rabbi Moshe Shmuel makes a very, very edel adiyak in Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kinyan Shanim, Shalahigia loyadayan She Shanim. Didn't yet reach the, didn't finish his 8 years. By Kinyan Oilam, he didn't say Shalahigia adayan yoivel. Or didn't say Shalahigia adayan yoivel. By Kinyan Shanim, it says Kinyan Shanim Shalahigia loy ace. The reason is because Kinyan Oilam is a Kinyan Oilam. There's no Elohigia Adayin. There's an Afkaita Damalka that's going to come to knock it off, but the Kinyan's a Kinyan Oilam. Mashenkin Kinyan Shanim, the Heftz of the Kinyan is only until Shei Shanim. Shalahigia Adayin Shei Shanim. So says the Gemara question. Says the Gemara over here also. Yomer Toshav al Yomer Sochav and Yomer Konikinyan Oilam and Oichel Konikinyan Shem Lakolshchein. Says the Gemara, Ilokena, you see Yomer Toshav Zek Konikinyan Shanim. Ava Konikinyan Oilam Oichel. Vasacher Belimer al Toshav. Ava Pisha Konikinyan Oilam and Oichel. Eno Oichel. If I only would have written one Pasuk, I would have think, what's the Pasuk talking about? Kinyan Shanim. Ava Kinyan Oilam, I think maybe is Oichel. Vasacher Belimer al Toshav. Bazer Belimer al Zeh. Zokt Rashi. Ba sachir v'limen al toishav da'al korcha chad minayil l'nirtzu udasa. U'mei achar shenichdavu shneihem mi mashmerusa d'nirtza mi toishav asya. Shum yusuf eitzel yoyser min akonin l'shei shanim. Now that it writes both of them, says Rashi, so the word toishav is more mashma nirtza. What's Rashi bavorning? Rashi is by warning something that bothers Rashi. Let's say he just wrote the word Toshav. What would we say it means? Kinyan Shanim. That's what it says in Rashi. Ilu Kain Hayisi Oimer Toshav Zekani Kinyan Shanim. The Gemara says. If it would just say Toshav, it would say it's Kani Kinyan Shanim. Our Kani Kinyan Oilam Loi. So if I would have just written Toshav, I would have said it's talking about Kinyan Shanim. Now that it also writes the word Sachir, I include Kinyan Oilam. So why doesn't the Gemara say Toshav Zekani Kinyan Shanim and Sachir Zekani Kinyan Oilam? It should do the smaller one than the bigger one.
It's the words.
That's what Rashi's bavoning. If all things are equal, we'll do the Bazeh. Belimad al Zeb, first do you one, and then tell me the other one. Says Rashi, after I have two psukim, I'm going to align them according to one, the one that is more mashma in the pasuk. So the word toishav and the word sachir, which one would you say is kanish kinyan oilam, kanish kinyan shanim? I know that one is oilam, one shanim. Which one's which? I don't know yet. One's oilam, one shanim. If I only would have written one, I would have assumed it's Shanim. But now I wrote two. So clearly one's Shanim, one's Kinyan Oilam. Which one's which? Says Rashi, because the word Toishivs makes it sound like he's more set there, he's more established, I'm going to make Toishiv into Kinyan Oilam. Even though Kinyan Oilam is really, it should be second. But it's more Mashma. As I learned Rashi. So Rabbi Yisai, I would like to suggest perhaps, maybe Rashi is doing the same type of thing when he deals with Bagris and Nairis. Can you do the same thing with Bagris and Nairis?
You don't need it.
You don't need to. But maybe you can. We'll have to see. What do I mean? Yatzachinam. Elu yemei. Yatzachinam elu yemei bagris. En kasef elu yemei nairis. Yatzachinam elu yemei bagris. En kasef elu yemei nairis. So, the Tosfos Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak asked a question. We gave it out in the Maror Mekoymis. Which one comes first, Nairis or Bagris? Nairis. So write Nairis first. It should say Yatzachinam Elyon Nairis and Kesef Elyon Bagris. He says what he says. I'd like to suggest that Rashi is saying an answer. Let's look at Rashi carefully. The Rashi we read in the beginning of the sugya on the top of the Daled Amud Aleph. Yaakov. But we're going to be very medayik here. You ready? He says, Yatzachinam. We're around 10 lines down from the top of Rashi. V'lo pirish masai teitze. Elimei bagris. Shoisa mishtane minairus lios bageras. Ein kesef. Eladover acher moitzio. Elimei nairus. Eladover acher moitzio. Elimei nairus. What's Rashi saying? I'd like to suggest this follows. I want to give you facts, okay? Can a father sell his daughter a ktana as a amavriya? Until what age? Well, does a father get the maisia daim of his daughter? Until what age? Till bageres. So when he sells his daughter as an amma, how much ma'aseh daim did he have? How much ma'aseh daim did he have? To bogeres. How much is he selling? No. I'd like to suggest the following thing. If she would go out in bogeres, so then that would be the end of the sale. It would be the end of the sale. If she goes out in nairus, then there's an afkaita de malko simonim are going to be moitzi. I sold her. I had maisi a dime until she was a bageris. I sold her until she's a bageris. Because that's what I had. Those are my maisi a dime. Le maisa, the Torah says she goes out when she's nairus. There's a mafkia, something being mafkia her. What's mafkia her? Simone nairus. Simon and Iris are taking her out.
So once there's one pasuk, just say it's Nairus, because we don't need a pasuk that she goes out in Bagris.
The Gemara is going to ask that question. Bazev, believe it, Alza.
What do you mean?
Bazev, believe it, Alza. If there's only one pasuk, I'll say it's Bagris.
No, I'm saying just have one pasuk.
And I don't think it's Bagris.
Why? Bagris, we know, goes out without a pasuk.
I don't know if Bagris goes out.
Because she could only sell as much as he has.
So that's Stamakasha. That's stamakasha. That the Mefarshim asked that question. Somebody need a pasuk for bagris for. That's stamakasha. That's nothing to do with. That's nothing to do with. That's stamakasha.
No, but if you're using this logic that bagris.
Okay, we have to deal with that kasha. It's a good question. We have to deal with that kasha. But hold on. We'll deal with that tonight. Again, I'll say as follows, Rabbi Yisai. When he sells his daughter to go out in bagris, if she goes out in bagris, that's yotzachinam. What does yotzachinam mean? Free, nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing that's triggering her going out. She's going out free. Rashi says, she goes out, Mishtana Minaris, there's Bogeris. She's no longer a Naira. She's no longer a Naira. She goes out. That's kind of Toivy's question. We'll hold on to that. But if she goes out with Nairis, what does Rashi say? Ein Kesef, Ela Dover Acher Moitzioi. What does that mean, Dover Acher Moitzioi? Something's taking her out. It's taking her out. I only sold you up until then. No, there's a mafkia. There's an afkaito. There's a moitzio. Something taking what's taking her out. Simon?
How do you know that he's selling her until Bagaris? Yes, he has maisi yadayim until Bagaris, but when she becomes a naira, she gets a say in her kenyan. Meaning if she was a naira and she wanted to marry somebody, she gets the right to say that now.
No, she doesn't.
What do you mean? Then
there's
about
a Havamina. She doesn't have Maisa.
Even, no, we know he gets the money, but even she's not allowed to?
Nope. There's only Havamina. Maskara not. It's kind of the father. She's in the rishus of the father totally when she's in Ira. So, over here, the father Pashtus has the rishus on her all the way through Nairis completely. Binurel Beisavia, she's totally in the father's rishus. If that's true, the father should be able to sell it to Bagris. Say no, Chanami, she goes out in Bagris. Why? Yotzachinam. Yotzachinam by Bagris. She goes out chinam. In Kesef Eladovar Acher Maitzi. Something else is being Maitzi her. The Maitzi is going to be. See, what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is as follows. What's the deal if a person sells his daughter as an Amma Evriya? While she's in Amma Evriya, does the father have her Maitzi Daim?
No.
Father Shteitzach. Can the father marry off to someone else?
No.
No, the father lost his Rishus. What happens now that she hits Nairus?
She goes back to the father.
Does she go back to the father's Rishus or not? Does she go back? There's a concept of Yisrael B'chaya, which is by Kedushin. When she gets married, she goes into someone else's Rishus. So then she's gone. Even if they get divorced, she's out. What about over here? Does she go back to the father's Rishus or not?
Right.
I think it depends as follows. If you say that it's just the sale was only until she became a Naira, so now I didn't sell the part that from Naira till Bogeres. I didn't sell Nairus. Nairus is still mine. It was mine. It's still mine. When I married her off, she went out of my rishus for loyalam. There was a divorce. There was a this. She's out. She doesn't go back in. But over here, I only sold a block of time. The block that I sold was only up until now. The last time for Nairus, she comes back to my rishus. And as I state in Rambam. As I state in Rambam. It goes back to rishus. However, Lefi, what were Medayik and Rashi? It's not the pshat I only sold her. I sold her till Bagras. Narvas, there's a mitzi. Yemei Nairus is a mitzi. That's a dover acher mitzi. So be'etzem, but she's out of my rishus because I sold her already. She doesn't just automatically revert back into my rishus. Then I wouldn't get the mitzi guy.
She's in
my rishus. She's in my rishus. She's a naira, like Yossi one, like the ones have a mina. But a naira has a yad. She can be in my rishus.
When
the
naira got divorced, she's not coming to her father's rishus?
No. She gets divorced? No.
Naira?
No. Well, even Ketana. She's Yisrael Mebechayav. Once you do Nisuin, she's out. She's gone. She's finished.
I think when she wants to go back. Says,
that could be from Erusin, not from Nisuin. Yeah.
Maybe she can choose to go back.
Not halachically.
What do you mean? That's exactly what we're talking about before with the Baskayan. She wants to go back to her father's house. Like
No. She goes back to the father's house. She wants it, she doesn't want. She goes back. It's not totally in her das. It's a metzias. What, by Baskayan?
Yeah.
That's only for Achaz Petruma. Only Klapi Truma.
Only for that?
Yeah, only for Truma.
It just says El Beis Shav El Beis Avia Kinu Rab.
That's a pasuk talking about Truma. It's a special Gzeres Kassav by Truma. That's why we need the Gzeres Kassav, else we wouldn't need the pasuk. The answer is for everything else. She's not.
She also is Truma because she was single.
Yeah. She can eat Truma until she's 50, or whatever, till forever. Okay. So Rabbi said we have two different sugyas over here, which are parallel sugyas, which we have to talk about. What I'd like to try to see is in Tosfos, how Tosfos learns. There's an interesting mechanism here, which we have to try to figure out. Which is when we have psukim, and you have bazev alimet alze, how do you structure them? That's the shaila of the Tosfos of Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak. How do you structure the bazev alimet alze? I have three different options. Do you structure Baz Zev Elim and Alzeh, do the smaller Chiddush than the bigger Chiddush? Four options. Do you structure Baz Zev Elim and Alzeh, do the bigger Chiddush than the smaller Chiddush? Why, I don't know. But do you do that? Do you structure the Baz Zev Elim and Alzeh, which one is more mashma in the Pasuk? Do you structure the Baz Zev Elim and Alzeh by which one comes first chronologically? It's a fourth thing. Three of them exist in the Tosfos Rabbi Yitzchak. He goes through three different stadim: chronological, mistaber, or which one fits better.
Does it have to be that one is for one and one is for the other?
that there's two options, and therefore there are two things happening.
What do you mean? So then, which one would the Chazal put first?
When they up in there, I'm saying.
So which one did they put first?
The Torah.
When the Chazal are writing, Yatzachinam Eliyame Bagrus, and Kesev Eliyame Naris, why they put Bagrus first? They're always gonna. How do they? What's the mechanism? How do they do that? Do they always do the smaller chiddush first, the bigger chiddush first? Do they always do the more mastaber chiddush first? Do the other one do whichever one comes in chronological order? For example, when it says Yatzachinam Eliyame Bagrus, and Kesev Eliyame Naris, which one comes first chronologically?
Naris.
So over there, we're definitely not doing the chronological one first. Which one's more mistaber?
Bagrus.
Which one fits better in the lashon of the pasuk? We were saying Bagrus going first, because Ein Kesef is Ein Kesef El Yitzia Acher. So over there, there's two different things, right? So you have to know which one. Later on, we do Toisha V'Sachir. The pasuk says, Toisha Zakonikinyan Oilam, Sachir Zakonikinyan Shanim. Which one comes first chronologically?
Shanim.
Shanim comes first, so it's out of chronological order. Which one's a smaller chiddush?
Shanim.
So it's out of that order. It says Rashi over there. It's because it's more mashma in the pasuk. Does Tosfos agree to that? Are there other mahalachim? We're going to continue with that Beis Hashem and more, hopefully tomorrow.